Welcome to Masechet Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 7, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah continues on a previous theme. Basar shenimtza ba'azara, if one finds meat in the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Eivarim, if it's cut into limbs, which is the normal way that a karban ola, burnt offering, was cut before it was offered on the Mizbeach, Olos, then we assume it's a karban ola, burnt offering. V'chatoichas, if the meat is cut into smaller pieces, similar to the way one would butcher a piece of meat, chatos, then we assume that's probably a chatas, a sin offering, or maybe an asha, a guilt offering, because these type of karbanos were eaten by the kohanim in the azara, they were eaten in the courtyard. Yerushalayim, let's say a person finds meat in Yerushalayim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Zivchei shlamim, one could assume it's a karban shlamim, a peace offering. Zavizah, whether one finds in the azara in the courtyard, whether one finds in Yerushalayim, to ubar tzurasai, you have to wait until it changes its complexion. The Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, and take it out and burn it in the place where one burnt invalid karbanos. That means to say it's prohibited to eat this meat because there's something called Hesach Hadas, which means to say that if the owner, the Kohanim, forget about it, they remove their mind, then it becomes pasul invalid. But the problem is you can't burn it until it's certainly considered pasul or invalid. So therefore what one does is one waits until it rots a little bit, and then it becomes definitely pasul because of nosar. Nosar means an animal that is left over and is not eaten within the allotted time. Now here actually there would be a practical difference between whether it was found in the azara in the courtyard and it's an ola, or if it was found in Yerushalayim where it would be shlamim. If let's say it's found in the azara, let's say it's a chatas, I'm sorry, or a sin offering or a guilt offering, that's eaten for one day and one night. So it comes out that you only have to wait one day and one night, and then you could actually burn it. However, if it's found in Yerushalayim, it's a shlam, a peace offering, which is eaten for 2 days and one night. So then you have to wait until the third day to be able to actually burn it. Continues the Mishnah. Nimtza b'gvulin. Let's say a person finds meat in a random city in Israel, not Yerushalayim. Avar, and if it's cut into limbs, nevelos. We assume it's a nevel, it's carrion, because when the animal was not eaten, they would just cut it into pieces and dispose of it. Chatichos, but if let's say it's found in actual pieces, it's cut into a butcher-like pieces, mutaris, it's permitted, because a person doesn't do that unless it's fit to be eaten. Now, this halacha only applies if the city is all Jews, but if it has some non-Jews, then even if it's cut into butcher-like pieces, it's going to be us or it's going to be prohibited. Concludes the Mishnah, b'shas haregel, and during the holiday season, shabasar meruba, that there's a lot of meat, and they don't cut it into small pieces, they actually cook it, or they roast it, they grill it while it is larger limbs, then afevar mutar, and even limbs are permitted, if you find limbs themselves. Let's do one more Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Behema shenimtza mirushalayim van migdal later. If a person finds a behema from Yerushalayim until the migdal later, which was a city on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Ukimidasa l'chal ruach. Similarly, if a person finds an animal anywhere within the radius of Yerushalayim that is the same equidistant as it is from Yerushalayim to migdal later. Zichare molos. If the animal that one finds is a male, we assume that it's a karbanola, burnt offering, because it probably escaped from Yerushalayim. And all animals that are found in Yerushalayim, we assume, are probably karbanos. Nekevos. If a person finds a female, a live animal, it's brought as a karban shlamim, because the majority of female animals in shlamim were brought as a shlamim. Rabbi Huda adds and says, if a person finds a lamb, which is fit, it's the appropriate age to be a karban pesach, a paschal lamb, psachim, then it's permitted for the person to bring it as a karban pesach, a paschal lamb. Called him l'regel shloshim yom, as long as he finds it 30 days before Pesach, which is when the time period that people already start buying their karban pesach. Now, if let's say he does bring it as a carbon pasach and the owner comes, he has to pay the owner for it. But the bottom line is it could be brought as a carbon pasach. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, and very productive upcoming day.